From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they do not pursue peace with Israel, saying the Palestinians had snubbed the United States by not meeting Vice President Mike Pence during a recent visit. But there was a way forward.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
Trump is currently hosting a dinner with European business leaders and other companies, saying some are saying that the recent tax cuts are encouraging them to invest in the U.S. Thursday, scientists move the symbolic doomsday clock ahead by 30 seconds, saying the world is at its closest to annihilation since the height of the Cold War due to the world leaders' poor response to the threats of nuclear war. Marissa Melton has more.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Venezuela is seeking an Interpol red alert for former oil czar Rafael Ramirez. The Venezuelan Attorney General's office said on Friday that Ramirez, who was once a powerful chief of the state oil industry, is the alleged mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a year.